ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 90 टेक्स्ट नंबर 48।
जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिरस्यन् अधर्मम्। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिरस्यन् अधर्मम्। स्थिरचरवृजीनघ्ना सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। स्थिरचरवृजीनघ्न सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिन् अस्यन् अधर्मम्। स्थिरचरवृजिनाग्ना सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिन् अस्यन् अधर्मम्। स्थिरचरवृजीनघ्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्।
जयति वासो देवकी जन्मवादो।
यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिरस्यन् अधर्मम्। प्रचरविजीनग्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिन् अस्यन् अधर्मम्। स्थिरचरवृजीनघ्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्। जयति जननी वासो देवकी जन्मवादो। यदुवर परिषत् स्वैर्धोर्भिन् अस्यन् अधर्मम्। प्रचरवृजीनघ्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन। व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम्।
मधुजीस्
जयति जननिवासो देवकी जन्मवादो यदुवर परिषस्वय दोर्बिन अस्यन अधर्मम् सुरचरब्जी नग्नसुस्मित श्रीमुखेना व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम् जयति जननिवासो देवकी जन्मवादो यदुवर परिषत्स्वय दोर्भिरस्यन् अधर्मम् स्थिरचरवृजिघ्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम् जयति जननिवासो देवकी जन्मवादो यदुवर परिषस्वय दोर्भिरस्यन् अधर्मम् स्थिरचरवृजिघ्नः सुस्मितश्रीमुखेन व्रजपुरवनितानां वर्धयन् कामदेवम् वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग्स् जयति eternally lives gloriously jananivasah he who lives among human beings like the members of the yadu dynasty and is the ultimate resort of all living entities devaki janmavada known as the son of Devaki, in brackets, no one can actually become the father or the mother of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Devaki Janmavada means that he is known as the son of Devaki. Similarly, he is also known as the son of Mother Yashoda, Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj. Yaduvara Parishat, served by the members of the Yadu dynasty, or the cowherd men of Vrindavan, all of whom are constant associates of the Supreme Lord, and are the Lord's eternal servants. Svay Dorbihi, by his own arms or by his devotees like Arjuna, who are just like his own arms. Asyan, killing. Adharmam, demons or the impious. Sthirachara Vrijinagna, the destroyer of all the ill fortune of all living entities, moving and not moving. Susmitaha, always smiling. Shri Mukena, by his beautiful face. Vrajapura Vanitanam, of the damsels of Vrindavan. Vardayan, increasing. Kamadevam, the lusty desires. Translation. Lord Shri Krishna is he who is known as Jananivasa, the ultimate resort of all living entities, and who is also known as Devaki Nandana or Yashoda Nandana, the son of Devaki and Yashoda. He is the guide of the Yadu dynasty, and with his mighty arms, he kills everything inauspicious, as well as every man who is impious. By his presence, He destroys all things inauspicious for all living entities, moving and inert. His blissful smiling face always increases the lusty desires of the gopis of Vrindavan. May He be all glorious and happy. Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The translation and word meanings for this verse are taken from Srila Prabhupada's English rendering of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 13th chapter, verse 79. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Srila Sukadev Goswami has composed this beautiful verse to console those who lament the fact that Lord Krishna did not continue to manifest His intimate pastimes down to the present time. Here Sri Sukadev reminds His listeners that the Lord is eternally present in this world, in His holy abode, His name and recitation of His glories. This idea is expressed by the word Jayati, He is victorious, which is in the present tense rather than the past. Srila Prabhupada explains this verse as follows in Krishna. Srila Sukadeva Goswami thus concludes His description of the super exalted position of Lord Krishna by glorifying Him in the following way. O Lord Krishna, all glories unto You. You are present in everyone's heart as Paramatma. Therefore You are known as Jananivasa, one who lives in everyone's heart. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridde She Arjuna Tishtati. The Supreme Lord in His Paramatma feature lives in everyone's heart. This does not mean, however, that Krishna has no separate existence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Mayavadi philosophers accept the all-pervading feature of Parabrahman. But when Parabrahman or the Supreme Lord appears, they think that He appears under the control of material nature. Because Lord Krishna appeared as son of Devaki, the Mayavadi philosophers accept Krishna to be an ordinary living entity who takes birth within this material world. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami warns them, Devaki Janmavada, which means that although Krishna is famous as the son of Devaki, actually He is the super soul or the all-pervading personality of Godhead. The devotees, however, take this word Devaki Janmavada in a different way. The devotees understand that actually Krishna was the son of Mother Yashoda. Although Krishna first of all appeared as the son of Devaki, He immediately transferred Himself to the lap of Mother Yashoda, and His childhood pastimes were blissfully enjoyed by Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. This fact was also admitted by Vasudeva Himself when He met Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda at Kurukshetra. He admitted that Krishna and Balaram were actually the sons of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. Vasudeva and Devaki were only their official father and mother. Sukadeva Goswami then glorifies the Lord as one who is honored by the Yaduvara Parishat, the assembly house of the Yadu dynasty, and as the killer of different kinds of demons. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could have killed all the demons by employing His different material energies, but He wanted to kill them personally in order to give them salvation. There was no need of Krishna's coming to this material world to kill the demons. Simply by His willing, many hundreds and thousands of demons could have been killed without His personal endeavor. But actually, He descended for His pure devotees to play as a child with Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj and to give pleasure to the inhabitants of Dwaraka. By killing the demons and by giving protection to devotees, Lord Krishna established the real religious principle, which is simply love of God. By following the factual religious principles of love of God, even the living entities known as Sthirachara were also delivered from all material contamination and were transferred to the spiritual kingdom. Sthira means the trees and plants which cannot move, and Chara means the moving animals, specifically the cows. When Krishna was present, He delivered all the trees, monkeys and other plants and animals who happened to see Him and serve Him both in Vrindavan and Dwarka. One more purport. One more paragraph. Lord Krishna is especially glorified for his giving pleasure to the gopis and the queens of Dwarka. Sukadeva Goswami glorifies Lord Krishna for his enchanting smile, by which he enchanted not only the gopis of Vrindavan, but also the queens at Dwarka. The exact words used in this connection are Vardayan Kamadevam. In Vrindavan as the boyfriend of many gopis and in Dwarka as the husband of many queens, Krishna increased their lusty desires to enjoy with him. For God realization or self realization, one generally has to undergo severe austerities and penances for many, many thousands of years, and then it may be possible to realize God. But the gopis and queens of Dwarka, simply by enchanting their lusty desires to enjoy Krishna as their boyfriend or husband, they received the highest type of salvation. In this way, Srila Prabhupada wonderfully illuminates the meaning of this verse by Sukadeva Goswami, which summarizes Lord Krishna's pastimes. The two more verses that were asked me to go through so that we come to the end of the 10th canto. Ittam parasya nijavartma rikshayita lilatanostat anurupa vidambanani karmani karma kshanani yaduttamasya shruyat amushya padayoranuvrittim icchan. To protect the principles of devotional service to himself, Lord Krishna, the best of Yadus, accepted the pastime forms that have been glorified here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. One who desires to faithfully serve his lotus feet should hear of the activities he performs in each of these incarnations, activities that suitably imitate those of the forms he assumes. Hearing narrations of these pastimes destroys the reactions to fruitive work. Martyastavano savameditaya mukunda shrimat katashravana kirtana chintayati tadhama dustara kritanta javapa vargam gramadvanam krutibujopi yayur yadartha. By regularly hearing, chanting and meditating on the beautiful topics of Lord Mukunda with ever increasing sincerity, a mortal being will attain the divine kingdom of the Lord, where the inviolable power of death holds no sway. For this purpose, many persons, including great kings, abandoned their mundane homes and took to the forest. There is just a short purport to this. For Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto, this verse is the Phalashruti or the promise of success given to one who hears it. The process of devotional service begins with hearing topics about the Supreme Lord. When one has heard these topics properly, he can then proceed to chant them for others' benefit and reflect on their significance. This leads to faithful adherence to the principles of devotional service, which culminates in the absolute faith in Lord Krishna. Such perfect faith gives one the right to enter the Lord's intimate service and in due course of time return to one's eternal spiritual life in one of the Lord's personal domains. Humbly offering his comments on the 10th canto at the lotus feet of his worshipable Lord, Srila Vishnu Chakravarti prays, Madgavir api gopala svikuryat kripaya yadi tadaivasam payayapitva rishyeshu tat priyajjana. If Lord Gopala mercifully accepts the cows of my words, then his dear devotees may enjoy the pleasure of milk, drinking their milk, the nectar produced by hearing them. Thus ends the purports of the humble servants of his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 90th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Summary of Lord Krishna's Glories. The 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam was completed on December 27th, 1988, the anniversary of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's disappearance. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, seeking the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas here, that after a festival yesterday and most of the brahmacharis in lot of services, so I can help you remember Krishna and deepen your connection and our connection with the Lord, and to purify my own existence, seek blessings of all the devotees that assembled here. And also those that might be hearing on online mediums. Seek all of your blessings to be able to speak on this exalted topic, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And this happens to be the ending of the 10th canto. Last time I sat here was on December end, and today seems to be the canto end, some connection with ending. And I'm not at all worthy to be able to share, because the understanding of Krishna only comes through a purified heart, and without that we can only take help of the acharyas and their words to be able to see what they have to say about what is happening in this whole section. And Srila Prabhupada basically, he has expanded on each of the words that is in this verse, beautiful verse. And today I thought I'll just share three parts to this. One is the what can we learn, or what is the different meanings. The text, we'll go through the text, and also we'll go through the context, that in what context was this verse spoken, not just here, but this whole purport was taken, translation was taken from, as Prabhupada
servants write there that from the Madhya Leela, some context there, and at the end, if time permits, a brief summary in an interesting way about the 10th canto, which how much we'll be able to cover. And Prabhupada says here that the reason why Srila Shukadeva Goswami spoke this verse is because Parikshit was kind of sensing that now Krishna Leela is getting over. And he has been hearing Krishna Leela, but it is just like if you just get to know that today morning at 7:15, the Nityananda Trayodashi's cake was distributed. Now, if you hear that now, will it give you happiness or will it give us, oh, I missed it? I don't know if it was distributed. So, if you just get to know that there was amazing feast that was served and you missed it, you came to the party after the party was over. So, Parikshit also was having that feeling that the party ended and I landed. Parikshit came when Krishna left. So Parikshit was in this moroseness that thoda pehle aata tha. If I would have come maybe in 1970s, I would have got to see that first party. Or if I came 500 years back, I would have seen Lord Chaitanya's party. Or maybe 1,000 years back, Ramanuja's, or like this. So therefore, to console Parikshit, that don't worry, Parikshit, the party is not over. The party is on. The party is going on. And therefore, he uses the word Jayati. He uses the present tense saying that the festival of Krishna's glories and the benefit that we all get by hearing that the experience that we get is not something gone. It's like it is said, history is dead and gone. But the history of Krishna is not dead and gone, but it is alive. And therefore he uses this word. And Jaya is a very common lingo that is used in ISKCON or in spiritual circles. Whatever happens, we say Jai. Prabhupada ki Jai, or this devotee ki Jai, or from morning to evening, we use this word so many times. Jai, Jai, Jai. We also have some devotees named Jai Sachinandan. So whenever you have to mention to him, it is Jai. So, what is this word Jai? Jai means victory. And victory over what? We are not fighting any battle here. But His Holiness Kadambakanand Swami, he had given a class on this verse. And he was mentioning that the victory that all of us are seeking is victory over our false ego. Because till that false ego is there, nothing comes to the soul's way. In fact, even after years of practicing, it appears to be that most of the share is being taken by the false ego. And hardly anything is coming to our real spiritual advancement. The Sakshi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions the weeds and the seeds, they are at the same place. Are we watering the seeds or are we watering the weeds? It's many times difficult to go through or difficult to understand. And therefore, you are saying that the real victory that all of us needs to achieve is the victory over false ego. Therefore, there is a saying. That saying goes as that talent is often God-given. Some are born with high capacity to think or high capacity to paint. So all of this is God-given. It might have been nurtured more, but talent is God given. So don't be proud about it. Be humble. And fame is man given. People make us famous, people make us infamous. Nowadays, just one wrong post on Twitter or Facebook can remove your fame. Therefore, fame is man given. Somebody appreciates you, be grateful. But ego or feeling proud is self-given. We ourselves give a lot of credit and try to see that I am the one who did it or who can enchant. And therefore it says be careful. So with talent, be humble. With fame, be grateful. But with ego, be careful. And very often we may win many empires, but we fail to win the false ego empire that is been building in our own hearts. And in one of the poems by His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, he has written lot of books, and one of his very famous series has been the Beggar series. And amazing revelations into the consciousness and the life of a preacher, and apparently somebody who is seeming to be preaching, trying to help the world, but in turn only feeding one's false ego. So he wrote one kind of essay, a reflection about this conquering of the false ego. And it's not easy to go through. It's quite hard on the ego, because obviously it's directly pointing to many of the things that we kind of keep doing and try to work around. But I nevertheless thought that it is worth going through this for our own benefit, that we don't fall into the pitfall of the false ego. And the name of this essay is Stop Preaching. And when I went through this, that stop preaching, but he adds next line, to preach. So the first para goes through as, this is all about a preacher, and every devotee, whether he's a speaker or doing any service, the role is that of trying to help others to gain Krishna. So it helps everyone, and especially those who are in the field of sharing Krishna consciousness, either through book distribution or classes or any kind of courses. So he prays. I'll not go through the whole thing, just one or two I'll go through. My dear Lord Shyam, the preacher looks for every opportunity to preach to others. He is expert in reminding others always to depend on you in all circumstances. He is even more expert in helping people to realize their faults. Galti, he's very expert in trying to realize, you know, where did you commit mistake, or in what way you should have done this. But he is not always so expert in seeing his own faults. A truly potent preacher will always feel himself to be the most lowly and will look at his own shortcomings. Even when studying the faults of others to help them, he'll never do so in an arrogant, self-righteous or offensive mood. And then he offers a short prayer. He says, Dear Lord, please help me to be such a truly humble and caring preacher. So here is speaking about when we often try to help others, we get into this holier than thou mood, that I am purer or I am better than you, and let me not be in that mood. The next one is about austerity. The preacher may go on go among the starving and malnourished, explaining how man does not live by bread alone. There's a famous saying in other religions that man does not live by bread alone. He may explain how such great souls as Jesus fasted for 40 days and nights, and how devotees like the Goswamis of Vrindavan were so absorbed in devotional service that they often forgot to eat. He might explain how Madhavendra Puri would fast unless someone offered him food. But one day, when the pain of starvation tears at this preacher's stomach, you may be preaching big things about austerity, but when the pain of starvation tears at this preacher's stomach, will he preach the same message to himself? Speaking big things outside, but with one's own self, as he so enthusiastically preached to others. Dear Lord, please help me to be a consistent preacher. So like this, he keeps going on different qualities we need to have so that we are not feeding the ego and we are actually serving Krishna. Just one more I'll go through. This is the most heaviest that I found. A preacher loves security and comfort. Everyone is after this. When there is no security and comfort, then we become very disturbed. A very active preacher lives for preaching. It is his food. He may make many alliances based on some securities for himself and his family. But he is networking in the world not for preaching, but for making himself secure. He may accept some assignments and engagements while rejecting others, justifying his actions by saying he is doing God's work. But at the back of the mind, what is his main thing? My safety, my comfort. And surely he is better than most who have other professions. Yes, it is definitely better. He may even feel that as God's gift to his followers, that I am the gift of God to all of you. He is above the same laws he requests others to follow. He's made some laws, but others should follow. I need not follow. And then he says, every preacher needs followers. If there is no one to follow, whom are you leading? So he says, every preacher needs followers. And just to get followers, the next sentence that he uses is very startling. And to get the followers, he may prostitute himself to secure comfortable arrangements for the future. So he compares it to some kind of prostitution, that he prostitutes himself just so that he can become. Most of the trade that goes on is mainly to gain security and comfort. The prostitution that may go on. Same thing, even in the name of preaching, can also happen. That he may prostitute himself to secure comfortable arrangements for the future. Dear Lord Shyam, please never allow me to be engaged in such base tactics. Please force me up to a standard of pure, unmotivated service unto you. And the last thing that he praise. Real preachers are simply your puppets. They allow your mercy to flow and work through them. Such a preacher is unaffected by happiness, fame, distress. He doesn't try to preach by himself, but fixes his body and mind so that you can preach, Lord. Please move me aside and check me so that you can act for the well-being of everyone. I remember a long time back when preacher was explaining that when you go to others, it is not that you are giving your association. You are supposed to give Krishna's association to them. I am only a sentimentalist at best. More accurately, an interference on the path of pure love of God. And the final prayer that he offers to Radha Shyam is, Today, dear Lord Shyam, I affirm to preach by not preaching. If this is what I am doing, all these base tactics, please help me to not preach in that way. I must move the ego out of the way to allow you and your agents to do the necessary. So, this is what that victory that we are trying to get, victory over a false ego, to be able to. And therefore it is said, when someone is climbing a mountain, whenever you climb stairs or a mountain, usually bend and go. Jukke, if you have to climb, we bend and we move. But when you observe somebody climbing down the mountain, all of us have experience, you don't bend and walk. You have to stand upright, because there is always fear of falling. And then you can go down. So thus, and the observation says that if you are arrogant and proud, guess what? You are moving down the mountain. But if you are bent and humble, guess what? You are going up the mountain. So, of course, we are far away from that victory that needs to be achieved. But this is what Shukadeva Goswami is giving us, that if you hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, and today also is 10th of February, so a lot of consequence, and tomorrow Baldev Prabhu will be starting 11th canto on the 11th February. So this is Jayati, the word Jayati, and let us, if we follow the path to feed our soul, not rather than our ego, hopefully we'll be able to achieve victory. And that's what every day we trying to do through the process of devotion service. And the next word is Jananivas, that Lord is not just gone, but is right here in everyone's heart. Therefore you need not worry, O Parikshit. He is there as the Supreme, as the Paramatma in everyone's heart. And also, one who lived among the human society, one who wandered among the human society in Dwaraka, in Mathura, in different places. But the acharyas just get on to the next line, next word, quite much. Jiva Goswami has written 10 pages purport on this verse. It was and quite technical. And it was hard for me to go through the purport. And if I present all of it, then time is not sufficient, neither our brain power. So, the next word that is used is Devaki Janmavada. And there are 3-4 meanings that I have been given about this. That Jananivas, that Krishna, is known as the son of Devaki. But Prabhupada also says that he is also known as the son of Yashoda. So there is always this thing going on, that Krishna was born to Yashoda or Devaki and Devaki. And in the outside, those who are not connected to Bhagavatam very, very much, it is generally known as that Krishna was born to Devaki and he was brought by Vasudev to Vrindavan, and Yashoda was just a foster mother of Devaki, of Lord Krishna. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he also gives 4 pages purport to this whole thing. And he says that both Devaki and Yashoda gave birth to Lord Krishna. And but in one place, it is said that they gave birth at different times. But in Harivamsa, it is said they gave birth to in the same time. So, the controversy it was resolved that Krishna was born both to Devaki and Yashoda at the same time. But the next child that was born was after that, was Yogamaya. So therefore, Krishna is generally known as, Vada means, is known as, that this is what people say, and their opinion. So generally people give this understanding that it is Devaki who is the real mother of Krishna and Yashoda is just a foster mother. But Vallabhacharya, he says that, say you have given, and the difference between Krishna being born to Devaki and Yashoda was, when Krishna was born to Devaki, he appeared as four-handed form. And as four-handed form he appeared, and Devaki and Vasudev, they offered prayers. And after they offered prayers as Supreme Lord, Devaki asked him, can you please become a small child? Because I am afraid. And then Vanacharya writes that Krishna asked Devaki that, come on, I am God and I am showing you the form, all the powers. Then still why are you afraid? But Devaki, overcome by motherly affection, he says, don't talk to me logic. Just become a small child so that I can see you in that form. And because Devaki was in Aishwarya Bhav of Bhakti, therefore Krishna showed her both Aishwarya Roop as Narayan, and also then he became the small Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. But with Yashoda was not at all having any Aishwarya Bhav. Therefore he directly showed her just the small little child, two-handed form of Krishna. So, in comparison to the level of bhakti, Yashoda was at a higher level than Devaki. But still she, all through her life, this was all the Acharya's purports that have come later. But all through her life, people were saying that, and she was feeling that, I am only a foster mother of Krishna. I'm only taking care of Krishna, and therefore Krishna left me and went to his real mother. Therefore Vallabhacharya says that Yashoda, the meaning is, Yasha means fame and Da means one who gives. He says that the nature of a devotee is Yashoda, that he gives fame, he glorifies Krishna. And not just he glorifies Krishna, but he also gives fame to others for the thing or for the achievement that they did. And she gave birth to Krishna, the Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. But most of the credit goes to Devaki. Therefore, one who gave the credit of bringing Krishna into this world was given by Yashoda to Devaki, therefore it is Yashoda, one who gave that fame. Now we can't imagine that, because we get attached to small little things here, and if somebody else takes away credit, like here we have Anushakti Nagar, and there I was also working for some time in BRC, so lot of suicides happen because when the person writes the paper, one of the scientists, generally the boss, he takes the paper, he writes him as the main author of the paper, and he cites that person as one of the co-authors or somebody who helped. Rather, he had nothing to do with that paper, but because he is the boss, he just takes the credit, and this person who has worked for 10 years working on this concept, he feels totally, my Yasha has been taken. Giving ko da bolte, but taking ko, I don't know what. So maybe Yashoka or Har, Yasho Har. Guru Gaurampu is saying taking is Har, to steal. So when Yasho Har happens, they are not happy. And here, but Yashoda, it's not that she is morose. Theek hai, sometimes it happens that we get some delicious Mahaprasad, and somebody wants it more than us. So we may give. First of all, we may not give. Sometimes we say, this is my medicine. Or we may say, okay, please take. But what is the consciousness in the heart? We give it with a painful heart or a crying heart. But Yashoda gave that fame of bringing Krishna into this world with joy. And why could she do that? Of course, she was highly elevated in her devotional service, but in Bharat Vishnu Puran, there is a shloka that comes that says, Dve namne nanda bharyaya Yashoda Devaki cha Atas sakyam abhutasya devakya shauri jayaya. This Bharat Naradiya Puran verse says that Yashoda's another name was Devaki. Yashoda had two names. Therefore, here when we say Devaki Janmavada, that Devaki also refers to Yashoda. But okay, that is there, that she is also, it's okay, if somebody also says Devaki Nandan, Yashoda can also feel. Then that Devaki means me, not her. She could have felt that, but she doesn't feel that because of the next verse, next line that says that Yashoda and Devaki, Atav Saukyam Abhudasya, there was very strong friendship, very deep friendship between Yashoda and Devaki. And because of this, now with a friend, you like to share. That's the definition of friendship. Friendship is often said like maths. It adds. When a friend adds to your joys, when you give him, it increases. And he subtracts your sorrows. Sorry, he multiplies your joys and divides your sorrows. And he adds to your good qualities. He helps you to get and subtract, remove the bad qualities that are there. So, therefore that word has many meanings, that Devaki is also Yashoda, and Devaki is also, that Devaki Janma was the credit that Yashoda gave to Devaki to be known in this world. And another meaning that comes, that acharyas give is, Vada also means argument or discussion. The different vadas that are there, one is there is a debate, there is a discussion, there is an argument, different, in Sanskrit also all the different types of vada are described. Now, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna came to stop all the vada. Like in Krishna book also he says, Krishna came to stop all this zoomorphology and anthropomorphology. That God is this, God is that. So Krishna came that I am the conclusion of all the arguments. And he says that there are basically two discussions that happen among scholarly circles. One is known as Arambavada, another is known as Parinamvada. Arambavada is, what is the origin of everything? Kahan se aaya? From where all did we come? Some say it's a point, some say it's a person. Both are being debated. And Parinamavada is, what is the result? What is the ending? We don't know the beginning of the movie, we don't know the ending of the movie. Therefore it's suspense. So what is the parinam? What will happen? Like anytime, whenever something is happening, any match, the toss, everybody is quite eager. The first 5 overs, if it's T20, first 6 overs, it's 50 overs, then it is 15 overs. And also the parinam vat, what happens at the end? What they call it, power play? Slog overs, even in our book distribution, there is always this slog overs and the beginning overs. So parinamvad, that what happens at the end. And time has come up. So this is what vada, Krishna has come to stop all the discussions that are happening. That who is the Supreme Lord. Of course, all other things are there. And the context in which this verse was spoken was in front of the Lord Jagannath, when Mahaprabhu was reciting the verses, this is one of the verses that Mahaprabhu recites. Before that verse, Naham Varni Chagrahapatir Navanasto Yatirva. So before that verse, Mahaprabhu recites this verse. So the context also makes it very relevant that this is one of the highly regarded verses by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he recited. And therefore, this verse is of great significance, great importance. So therefore, we'll end with this. I don't want to delay. Everybody's tired. So Jai Shri Prabhupada, the key.